With his Middle East News update, David Dolan keeps us abreast of what is happening in that part of the world. For over 30 years, a journalist there in Jerusalem and covering the entire Middle East. Well, we're not going to catch him in Jerusalem today. We're going to catch him in Monterrey, Mexico, because he's there to speak at a conference. Am I correct, David? Are you down Mexico way?
I certainly am, Jimmy, and I've been in Mexico before, but not in Monterrey, and it's not so far from Texas, so I'm actually able to keep up with the American news while here, too, from the television, and just enjoying the time here with quite a few Spanish-speaking believers from all over Latin America. So far, so good.
Well, that's great. Now, what's the conference focused on? Israel, of course, I would guess, if you're there.
It is. It's sponsored by a ministry that the founder is a personal friend of mine from Jerusalem, and it helps Jews to return back to Israel from all over the world. And, of course, there are many Jews living in Mexico, in various Central American countries, and a large community in Argentina, and Chile has a community, Brazil has quite a few Jews, and so they're helping to encourage some of them to move back to Israel and to help them with practical needs on the way.
Well, that is great. And by the way, pass along my name. I can go there next year.
You can, and the food is pretty good too, Jimmy. Not that you're interested in that.
Oh, of course, no. No, nothing about the food. Hey, great. Have a great conference, David. Praise the Lord for the privileges and opportunities you're given to speak about what's going on in a part of the world that you know so much about. I am sure you're keeping on top of what's happening in Israel. The Israeli Air Force has demonstrated through a video that they have made public how they can strike at a far distance away from their homeland, i.e., hello, Iran, pay attention to what we can do. This is an interesting development, isn't it?
Well, it is interesting, and of course, these tests of Israel's capability to strike at Israeli targets, and in this case, the Israeli army released, or the Israeli military released, a photo of a jet being refueled in flight. That's a rare sort of picture to get from official sources. So they're obviously wanting the Iranian regime, not to mention the Syrians, Hezbollah, Hamas, and everybody, really, all of their declared enemies, to know that they're ready and that they continue to make preparations for any eventuality. Obviously, in-flight refueling would only be needed for an operation against Iran or against some other country that's, you know, at least 800 to 1,000 miles away from Israel. And so they're sending, again, another clear message and a clear warning to the Iranian regime that they're paying attention, that they're not going to allow them to make nuclear weapons, and that they're not as impressed, let's put it that way, with the words coming out of the mouth of the new Iranian president, Rouhani, as they are with deeds, as Prime Minister Netanyahu has said all along. And so, you know, they're going to keep hoping that maybe diplomacy can have some effect, but meanwhile preparing for the worst and for the possibility of having to take that action themselves.
And the Prime Minister is trying to tell the world that he is using his bully pulpit to speak out, especially to the European Union, warning them not to soften up on their relationship with Iran, but also passing that message along to the world. And I think the world had better pay attention. Would you agree?
Well, yes. You have, as I've mentioned before, you have a people that were the main target of Hitler's animosity, and animosity is a mild word, mass slaughter, annihilation, genocide, whatever you want to use, his declared goal to wipe out all the Jewish people on earth, within the living memory of a lot of people and within the actual life experience. In fact, here at the conference, Jimmy, I'm speaking with a believer who is a Jewish Holocaust survivor and was a child taken to one of the camps in Poland, and he's been sharing his story. So people who experience that are still around, and here we have Iran saying, we will complete basically what Hitler started, and Netanyahu saying very clearly, I won't preside over that. I'm going to make sure that does not happen, whatever it takes. And he means it, and as I've said before, President Obama, I think, understands that. The European leaders and other allies of Israel understand that if they feel backed into a corner, and even if nobody else will respond, if they feel they have no other choice, they will take action.
Yes, indeed. That is what they are saying, and they normally stand by what they do say. But at the same time, David, there's a poll in Israel saying the majority of Israelis, they look at the United States, they perceive them as soft, not only in Iran, but on Syria itself. This is not good for the U.S. policy in the Middle East.
No, it's not, and it just confirms what I've known from being in Israel and talking to people, and that is that the Israeli public, generally speaking, majority of them certainly, are at least wary of President Obama. They're just not sure where he's coming from. This stems back to his speech in Cairo, where he quoted six times fluently in Arabic from the Quran, and whenever he mentioned Muhammad, he used the Islamic blessing that they pronounce over him every time they mention his name and these sorts of things. So that, you know, that at the beginning of his first term got them wondering. And then subsequently, many things that have happened have caused them to at least wonder. And so this poll basically confirms what we've known. They feel he's mishandled the situation with Iran to a certain extent. Many feel he's mishandled the situation with Syria. And, yes, so 66% of the Jewish people questioned on that said that the U.S. is projecting weakness at this time. I have to add Egypt to that, endorsing the overthrow of Mubarak, basically, and then getting the Muslim Brotherhood in response, and now cutting off most military aid to Egypt as a result of the U.S.-backed military ousting this very anti-American Muslim Brotherhood movement from power. It frankly seems to many Israelis as if the American administration is working against U.S. interests, not only Israeli interests, but U.S. interests in the region, and it's a bit of a puzzle to people. So you have two-thirds of the Jewish respondents in this poll saying the U.S. is projecting weakness at time, and Jimmy, interestingly, half of the Arab Israeli respondents said the same thing. So it's not just the Jews that are seeing that, it's the Arabs, and in particular, many of these are, most of them are Sunni Muslim Arabs. They worry about Iran almost as much as the Israeli Jews do. They don't want to see Saudi Arabia and these other Sunni Arab Gulf countries consumed by Iran, taken over by Iran. It's a great fear that they have. So the U.S. stance is not that well received at the present time, not only by the Israelis, but by many in the Arab world.
Well, let's continue your thought there about the aid. U.S. military aid was to be given to Egypt. It's been stopped. Israel is concerned. You mentioned that. Talk to what extent, but will it have any type of effect on the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt? I think that the U.S. part of this aid going to Egypt was a part of that.
Well, that's right, Jimmy, and it's basically a result of the peace treaty, and of course the Obama administration said it would continue to fund those things that are directly related to the peace treaty. It would continue to help the Egyptian military fight these al-Qaeda-linked terror groups that are especially active in the Sinai Peninsula, targeting not only Israelis at times, but targeting fellow Arabs, targeting the Egyptian government and military and police forces. But the question that many Israelis would have is, how do you do that? How do you parse that? You give money just for that, but you cut off everything else. They see it as a big mistake. And again, as the United States cutting off its own hand, basically. No, the Egyptian military is not perfect. No, there isn't free-flowing Western-style democracy there, but neither is there in anywhere in the Middle East, apart from in Israel. And, you know, the reality is that if free and fair elections, quote-unquote, are held, that some pretty radical people might get in. We see chaos still in Libya. We see chaos in Iraq. We see chaos in Syria, obviously, Lebanon. And Egypt is such an important underpinning of stability in the Arab world, as by far the largest Arab country and most influential politically and socially. And so this just seems like, frankly, a stupid move on the part of the Obama administration, as some U.S. senators and congressmen have said. And to many Israeli leaders, I think it's just puzzling. Why would the U.S. do this? In other words, it's almost as if they're pretending like the world is a whole different place than it actually is. And they're forming policy on idealistic stances, you know, sort of youthful college smoking pot stances, as opposed to the real world in the Middle East, which is quite cruel and, you know, quite brutal, and there it is.
David Dolan, he tells it like it is. That's why we have him on this broadcast, to give us our Middle East news update. Longtime journalist in Jerusalem, but in Monterrey, Mexico, for a conference where he is speaking. David, have a great conference, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.